Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Neil Sun. After a peaceful summer grind, corporate bond spreads are now sitting near the tightest levels since the late 90s, right around 80 basis points over treasuries for investment-grade credit. Now, that's incredibly slim compensation for risk, especially when you consider the heavy supply ahead. Now, let's unpack what this really means for bond investors today. So first of all, why spreads are so tight now? This really isn't about risk disappearing. It's more about demand overwhelming supply. Investment-grade bond funds have seen steady inflows, even with spreads grinding tighter. Why? Because yields are still attractive. Investors can now lock in 5% or even better in many high-quality names. And that all-in yield really matters more right now than the incremental spread cushion. So in short, yield buyers are still driving the market. But here's where it gets interesting. September is historically the busiest issuance month of the year. Expectations are for $130 billion to $150 billion in new IG corporate bond supply as companies rush to fund before year end. That number nearly doubles a typical summer month. Now, with spreads already at historical tights, the key question is whether the market can digest all that paper without much repricing. If demand keeps up, spreads could remain contained. But if the pace of deals begins to overwhelm buyers, we may see some widening, and that could be the first real test of just how durable this demand really is. From an investments perspective, we remain constructive on the overall US economy and the bond market. Policy direction now is much clearer, and looking ahead to 2026, favorable corporate regulations and anticipated tax cuts should provide additional boost to growth. This backdrop supports our longer-term bullish stance on credit. Now, in the near term, however, valuations are tight, and September's heavy corporate bond supply could create pressure on spreads. While the overall picture remains positive, some near-term widening should be expected before markets stabilize. Now, the bottom line is, corporate spreads are at historical tight levels, reflecting real confidence in the US economy. But with a heavy supply calendar in September, we will soon find out how much demand is left at these valuations. We continue to focus on credit selection and stand ready for any potential spread weakness to re-engage with the market to generate alpha. Thank you again for watching.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.